see me in the mall with your girl, try to smack her. Never could have slept and never would have chased after. Baby, you can pat me, but now I can't back you.
All right, let's do this. This is episode 2. Out with the old, in with the new.
The Three Amigos!
I've got... Who do I have here with me?
Go ahead.
Mr. Gabe?
On line one.
On line one,
Gabe,
we have...
Gabe the Babe, Lopez. Diehard Laker fan for life, ever since Showtime. Warriors not going to make the playoffs.
We'll get into that in a second. Save that.
Come on.
that's for a later segment. All right. Who else do we have? Gabe and who else?
I'm gonna try to make a more friendly introduction here. This is Andy from We Will Never Learn .blogspot.com. Your unofficial home of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I'm a big sports fan overall, and I hope to contribute pretty well here.
Big sports fan. He likes the Pirates. I like it.
Yeah. He's very humble.
Just like a Warriors fan, he's used to losing.
Ooh. God.
And
a Warriors talk show.
You guys might notice that there is no Jayle tonight. He wanted me to read this email. Said, no podcast for me. I have nothing nice or insightful to say about the Warriors. You can quote that for the podcast. I could sum up the Warriors in a couple words. Hot garbage. No playoffs Ooh. This year. They had a good run, though.
Ouch. Wow.
Yeah, that's what our host from episode 1 had to say.
Wow.
Does he consider himself a Warriors fan?
He definitely considers himself a Warriors fan, but I think he watched the game last night.
Still one game out.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely not over. We're not mathematically out of it yet.
No.
So that's everybody.
We're having a faith.
What's that?
We believe.
Yeah, I still believe.
You believe.
I'm
yet,
here.
Huh?
I'm recording. He'll get, once the playoffs start, he'll get hyped up.
Yeah, he'll go out and buy a shirt, huh?
Is that what it comes down to, just a shirt?
That's a diehard Warrior fan I get for you, huh?
or get some crazy tattoo on his chest or something?
Yeah, maybe like that. That's pretty psycho. Huh?
I bet that was a drunken night in Tijuana.
Oh, God. So that's our introductions. Let's talk about the game. The Warriors versus the Mavs last night.
Looks like somebody's been down here with the ugly stick.
God. Am I the only person who watched it?
Yeah, American Idol was on.
Yeah. American Idol.
You got competition. It was Dolly Parton week. I mean, come on.
Dolly Parton week. These are my co-hosts. I guess I'll do a lot of the talking then.
Please.
the main points I've got here, defense was the main reason we lost it. Maybe you guys have the stats in front of you, but God, turnovers, rebounding. It seemed like we weren't even fucking playing defense. There was points where literally the ball would bounce on the floor in front of like Harrington and Ellis and a couple other people, just two or three times, and then it seemed like Kidd would just come in and swoop it up.
I think a lot of it too is fatigue. They're tiring out. I don't know what it is. I mean,
we did play the night before, right?
What's that?
We played the night before, so yeah, it could be fatigue.
Well, it just seems like I think they've reached their peak, and now they're on their downside. I mean, not a time to peak, but I just think they're done. I mean, I know there's still, what, 6-7 games left in the season?
Seven games, yep.
I don't know. They just look very tired. They're, you know, when you're beating teams by, you know, 100-plus points every night, it's going to be kind of hard to keep that throughout the season. And teams are getting hot right now, especially Denver and the Mavericks.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They got Dirk Nowitzki back. It's going to be a tough push for the Warriors.
Yeah, it is.
When you're not pulling offensive rebounds, you're not getting a second chance. I don't know. It's tough to win, especially in the West.
That's what really killed us was the second chance. I mean, we look like shit, but we were down by like 10. You know, it was like if we were just playing a little bit better, we could have been, you know, up. It seemed like the only people that were scoring was Barron and Ellis. I think Jackson was like 2 for 17 or something.
Yeah, they're not moving the ball around. I mean, you look at the assists in the game, I think there was like a total of 10 for the Warriors, and you know what, Jason Kidd had like 17 alone?
Yep.
I mean, seriously, you're scoring that as a team, but what chances do you got? You got to throw that ball around. You got to move the ball around. You know, it seems like they're just selling for the three-point, you know, almost like they did in the playoffs.
Hey, that's our style,
like,
though.
Same thing. It worked for them, but...
Yeah.
You know,
we'll throw up those threes all day long.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a pretty bad show. Yeah, Dirk was back. You mentioned that. He was looking all right. I mean, he was moving good. He didn't have much vert, like jumping, but he was moving around, you know, like lumbering like he normally does. You know, he looked like normal Dirk.
It's going to come down to who wants it more. You know,
they definitely, yeah, Dallas, I think, wanted it more last night.
It was one game, but I think it was a huge game. I think it kind of set the tone for who, you know, who wants that A spot, you know?
Yep. Yeah. I'm afraid I agree. Howard was a superstar. I think he's the new emerging superstar on that team. Howard.
In the NBA, he's kind of an under-the-radar kind of player, too, you know? Not too many people talk about Josh Howard. You know, I think he's a rising star in the NBA.
How old is he?
Was he like 27? Maybe younger than that. I don't know. The other thing that I got here in my notes is Dallas was running the fast break on us.
Ooh.
Dallas, yeah. I mean, Terry was like down court every time they got the frickin' ball.
Beating you at your own game, huh?
Yeah, seriously. They were beating us at our own game, and we're playing sloppy defense. I mean, it was a nightmare to watch. It was truly a nightmare.
I didn't have that nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky you watched American Idol. Yeah, it was not a good game. Here, let me see. I'm going to bring up the box score here. It was.
Well, I can tell you one good thing that's coming out of this season, especially, but down the stretch is, I mean, Monte Ellis, he's playing awesome. He's playing that lights out, I think, right now.
Yeah,
but I know Baron Davis, you know, he's an all-star. You know, MVP candidate this year, but Monte Ellis has got to be, you know, the MVP of that team.
He had 27 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Yeah, so. It's just down the stretch. He's just been playing awesome, lights out ball.
Yeah,
you know,
he's developing a mid range shot too. He's becoming awesome. Here's something that's it's a contract year too.
Is it really?
But yeah,
you know
his contract's up.
What hurts the Warriors a lot, though, if I could just put it out there, you know, I'll let America decide. But you know, when Chris Webber retired, it just haven't won.
You think that's what took our fire?
Yeah, maybe they're.
I would think that'd be inspiring.
I think that's inspiring to get rid of his ass.
Maybe Webber cursed him. I don't know.
Yeah.
He took something with him. I don't know.
He could be. It could be the Webber curse returning, huh?
He's retired. Have they won a game? I'm just putting it out there.
No, they did. They've won. I think they won
like
2 or 3.
At least, right?
He only stayed with us for, what, 6 games?
He just retired Wednesday, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was with us for 6 games, or maybe more than that, I don't know.
Seems like more than that.
We won a couple. I mean, it wasn't a hideous... from what I watched, every time he was on the floor, though, we would start to lose ground. And then when we put him, you know, he goes on the bench, then we gain ground. So, I think that speaks for itself.
I liked Webber.
Yeah, well... I'm glad he's gone. That game killed us. Not much else to say there other than we just did not want it.
Well, I mean, you look at some of the things that were said after the game. You look at Baron Davis, you know, saying... we have to get our spark back, starting with Memphis. Why not say it before the game and say, damn it, let's beat Dallas. You know, let's go home. This is it.
Yeah.
I mean,
he probably was saying that before, but that was his hindsight, you know.
Yeah.
He might be one game too shy of saying this, you know.
That's exactly what my wife was saying earlier today. Is like, yeah, it's like, man, we're gonna end up being one game short at the end, and we're gonna look back, and it was gonna be last night.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna wear that quote on my shirt.
Baron Davis's quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're lucky. The Lakers are gonna be in there.
The West is tough, man. The
West is tough.
You know, it's gonna be sad if they don't make it, though. They definitely deserve it. You know, you got Atlanta. in the East who's like 20 games below 500, and they're looking pretty good.
What was it with Miami we were looking at today? What was?
Miami's 47 games out of first.
47 games out of first.
Oh, jeez.
They need to be demoted to a D-League team.
God. Is Riley even coaching there anymore?
Yeah, I think he's... I don't think he is.
No?
Riley?
I don't know.
I think he's just kind of walked away. I don't know. He gave up on it.
Huh. So they have who's got a Stan Van Gundy? Rockets? No.
No, that's Orlando.
Mm. Orlando.
Orlando's got Van Gundy.
They're doing good.
They look good.
Jeff was on Houston. Okay.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, Jeff Van Gundy was on Houston, right? Right.
Yeah, Jeff in Houston.
He was.
In Orlando.
Jeff's out now, though.
Yeah. No, Dan Van Gundy's in Orlando.
No, but the Jeff's not coaching.
Guy? Yeah. Fat Barney? Jeff's a little bald guy, right?
Yeah, he's not coaching right now, though.
Oh, he isn't,
Jeff's
huh?
not. No.
He's not anywhere?
No, I saw him doing commentary for a game. The 10 minutes of NBA I've watched this year, he was doing commentary.
Wait. What about Houston? So he's a Houston Rockets coach.
I think it was a Houston game. And he was doing commentary. I don't know. That's poor coaching if he's still their coach. He's going to stay on the field.
Adelman is their coach. Court.
Adelman. Good call.
Oh, Rick Adelman?
Yeah, that's Houston's coach.
Isn't he coached the Warriors once, didn't he?
Adelman? I think he did.
During the
drought years.
Nelson era?
Yeah.
I think he was like a science teacher.
So let's go into the next segment, talk about the playoffs.
I'm drawing a line. Men or mice? What'll it be?
Are the Warriors going to make it? I guess is the first thing. And I'd like to go over the remaining schedule and see what you guys think. I went down the column and wrote my wins and losses, so we could either compare notes. I don't know if you guys did that.
I see about four and three the rest of the way, most likely.
What I'm looking at, so Memphis,
no.
Win.
I'm telling you this right now. The Grizzlies are hot. I don't care what, they're not even looking in the playoffs.
So you marking that as a loss?
Rudy Gay is playing awesome right now.
I think we're like, we've kicked the Grizzlies' ass, though. We've only lost to them once, and we played them like three times. Three or four times.
You've got to be scared of those teams that got nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know, you're playing in Memphis, so.
That's true. I'm marking it as a win, personally.
It's those teams that nobody thinks that, you know, has a chance, and they end up killing you.
That could be the case. I mean, our boys got to know that it means... it's all or nothing at this point. You know, if they don't put it all out there, they might as well go home.
I'm going to mark it as a loss.
You're marking it as a loss. All right. New Orleans. Win. I've got that as a loss.
New Orleans? No, I'm in Memphis. I'm a win there.
So, Vito, you got it as a loss?
I'm thinking... I mean, God, what look
that's
at their record right now. I mean... I've watched them play two or three times this year, and their team is freaking solid.
That's what I'm telling you. They're solid. They're playing good right now. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Again, they're not a playoff team, but they can.
New Orleans, 52.
New Orleans.
They're 52.
They go out there and kill these teams that are trying to make it in the playoffs.
We're not talking about Memphis anymore. I'm talking about the Hornets.
Oh, jeez.
New Orleans is in first place.
Come on, that's host, let me know.
Sorry.
I had a few beers.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with it too.
I'm stupid over here, okay?
No. Yeah, I'm marking New Orleans as a loss. I mean, they're in first place. They have 52 wins, 22 losses.
I'm going to tattoo it on my chest as a loss. How about that?
Yeah.
That's definitely a loss.
That's a loss. So you've got them scored at two losses then, Gabe, so far.
I got them at two. They're 0-2 for me.
What are you going to say on that one, Andy?
New Orleans, they're going to lose that for sure.
They're losing that one?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, so you've got WL. Then we're going to Sacramento. We're in Sacramento. I'm marking that as a win.
Sacra who?
Sacra who, exactly. Only player on there worth mention is Artest.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going there. I hate the Kings. I hate the Kings as much as I hate the Lakers.
Yeah. How about this? I say that they win by double figures.
Wow, okay.
They're going to win by 22.
Wow, okay.
Win by 22?
Warriors win by 22.
I like it. No, it's in Sacramento.
No, it's at home.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah. Versus Sacramento. Yeah, it's at home. Shit, I'm going there. I don't even know. Yep, that's my next game. Game 38, Oracle Arena. Yep. 7:30 p.m. Yeah, that's a win. What do you got on that one, Gabe? Or Andy?
Sacramento?
Yeah.
It's a win.
W, yep.
Yeah.
Now, here goes April 10th. Probably the biggest game of the rest of the season for us. At home versus Denver.
And what do you know? It's on TNT. About time to get a game on TNT.
It's on TNT, 8 o'clock. Oh. What time do I got to be there at? Is that a 7:30 game? It says 5. Wow.
Yeah, oh, it's 8 p.m.
That's Eastern time.
Oh, it's Eastern time. Okay. Oh, I got to leave a little work a little early for that one. Shame.
Check with Frank.
Yeah. I've got it marked as a win. I think that is that's a clutch game, and I think everyone knows it, and we got to win that one.
I say, based on the record. Okay, so you got that as a win, too?
Yeah.
Two for you guys for a win?
Yep.
I'm going to say, based on the record going into that game, that's going to be the deciding factor. If the Warriors are either tied or down by one game, they will win. If Denver, going into this game, is up by 2.5 games, 3 games, Warriors lose.
You think we'll be hurt by the fact that we just can't overcome it mentally, that we're that far? Because, I mean, anything could happen, though, because Dallas could, you know, lose 2 games.
Dallas could be, you know, hurting, too. Who knows? The West, again. But I just have a feeling that it's going to come down to it again. Who's going to want it more? I know the Warriors are going to be at home. They got the home crowd. You know, they're going to be pumped up. I don't know. I'm going to mark it as a... Oh, God. Going to mark it as a loss, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. All right. I think... Well, the next one. Clippers.
They're going to lose to the Clippers.
They're losing. I've got that as a W here.
Nah, Elton Brand's back. And he's angry.
And he's angry, huh? He's played one game all season.
He played well.
Actually, I heard that the Clippers are like the practice team for the Lakers now.
Oh.
Sounds about right.
Elton Brand needs to leave. They got nothing there.
Is Sean Livingston back too, or what? Is he still injured?
What happened to Chris Kaman, man?
Kaman, he's did he get injured too? I thought I heard that.
He was
out for months.
Yeah.
That was a good pick, Vito. Thank you.
He's had an all right year. Speaking of picks, Gabe, hold on, I got to talk to you. Who the heck, Lowry, man? Come on.
Who?
Who'd you pick up? Hold on. Where is it?
Tell the guy from.
Jakeem Noah. Why I say Lowry? Jakeem Noah.
Florida?
No, from
Chicago, the Bulls.
College in Florida.
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls?
Yeah.
Do I have him starting?
I hope not.
I was supposed to make a change today and I didn't.
I hate that guy.
It's not a keeper league.
Jakeem Noah.
Did I really pick him up?
You picked him up. You dropped Haslam, which I don't blame you there, and picked up Noah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Phoenix.
Oh, that's a loss.
I have you guys as a win.
You have it as I have it as a loss.
No, I hate Shaq.
You have it as a win. So you're doing this more off your heart. Or
yeah, I want Bezos to dunk on him. Slam in his face.
On Shaq?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe. That'd be nice. We're at Phoenix. I don't know.
As
I got
Laker it. Fan, you should be thankful for what Shaq did for your team.
He got a championship. Should have kept his mouth shut.
I think he would have done better if he got rid of Kobe and kept Shaq.
The honeymoon was nice.
Oh.
I've got that as a loss. Gabe's count as a win. What do you got for it, Andy?
I got a loss. That Phoenix, I think they'll lose that one.
Loss, okay. And then the last one.
And I was serious about the loss to the Clippers. I'm serious.
You sit with, keep it, mark it there.
Wow, loss against Clippers, huh?
I'm serious. They're gonna blow the good little momentum.
You got McGetty and Brand on your team, or what?
Yeah, he's got Brand in his fantasy league.
That's a coincidence.
That's the only reason he's got him for a win.
For a big night?
Maybe. I might need it.
Hoping for a big night, huh? All right, last one, Seattle. Obvious win.
Look at the token victory there just to probably get within a game of the playoffs.
That's a stroke your ego there at the end?
Yeah, I think
so. It's televised on ESPN. Hopefully they're cracking bottles. You know, hopefully they got that eighth or seventh spot in the playoffs.
I like that mentality, yeah. I want to be cracking some bottles on April 16th.
One thing we haven't really talked about are Dallas and Denver's schedules. And,
you know, yeah.
Denver's got a pretty tough schedule, actually. They've got a four-game road trip starting next week at Seattle, Clippers, Warriors, and Utah. And home games against Houston.
I think Dallas has a tough schedule, too. Don't they play the Lakers and some other teams?
Yeah, Dallas played the Lakers.
I mean, yeah, anything could happen. It's not over. Despite our ex-co-host's email, I think something could still happen here. It's not over, I believe.
I think it's it's pretty scary to be a Warriors fan right now.
It is.
And you know, look at Jay; he can't even be on the podcast, unfortunately. But I mean, seriously, I mean, the area's got no teams going right now. Warriors are the only thing hanging on left.
Hey, Giants beat the shit out the Dodgers last night.
By a run?
Yeah. Beat the shit out of them. By a run, yeah.
That might be beating the shit out of them for the Giants. But
yeah, for the Giants.
Yeah.
Hey, I almost had my broom out, buddy.
All right. Last, done with playoffs. Let's talk about the last segment. This is to make us feel good. This is the feel good segment. Steven Jackson receives the March NBA Community Assistance Award.
Where'd you read that, in The Onion?
No, I got my email from Warriors since I'm a season ticket holder.
That sounds.
Read it on The Onion. No, honestly, I know Steven Jackson's had a colorful past, and some of you might remember him for that more than anything, but he's been doing a lot lately for the you know, kids and
yeah, colored in blood. How about that, huh?
For the community. Yeah, when I personally met him, he was a cool guy. It was real quick, but he was a cool guy.
He made an impression on you, huh?
He made an impression in that 30 seconds. He did not try and steal my wallet. Here's the thing. Like, a lot of these NBA stars, they don't have to do anything, you know? They don't have to. If they do, then that, you know, it's above and beyond. They're making millions, you know? So, I mean, if they take time out and do, something every other week. And every time I went to these Warriors events, Jackson's always there, and he's always talking about, you know, wanting to help the community and the kids. And I think he's a good guy, you know?
Okay, can I tell you one thing?
What's that?
I think, it's like you said, you know, these guys don't have to do it. I think this guy was told to do it. And I can tell you, he was probably told by the NBA commissioner, you know. To me, it seems more of a force, you know. He's got to clear his name, I understand. You know, he has a troubled past, and, you know, but I think he's still the same guy, you know. I think just under it all, he's trying to do this just to make himself look better in the community.
You could be right. He could be, you know, told to do this by his parole officer.
Look at everything that's going on in sports right now, you know, with the NFL and all that. Of course the NBA is going to be looked at, you know, because they're actually looked at with more as being thugs, you know, because, the tattoos are more visible, altercations that happen on the court, stuff that happens off the court. And I think that the commissioner wants to clean it up, you know. So I think he's sending more messages to players to clean up their act, you know. And you can tell, I think the NBA's calmed down a lot since, you know, especially that incident on the court. But I still hate the guy. I still think he's a punk.
Yeah, if anybody hasn't seen that video, I suggest you YouTube it and watch it over and over, because it's pretty funny. But I won't glorify violence. But I enjoyed that video. Yeah. He could be doing it for different reasons. I'm sure, you know, it's not all wanting to do good. It's probably some personal benefits.
He's selling that award on eBay.
I like the guy. I like Jackson. He's one of my favorite Warriors. So I'm going to give him the Golden State Warrior feel-good section for tonight.
I think him teaming up there with Barron was probably the best decision he's made. Or I don't know. I know Indiana wanted to get rid of him, but probably the best thing that happened in his career.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand the guy in San Antonio. Couldn't stand the guy in Indiana.
Once best thing for him and Dunleavy's career.
Yeah. I still can't stand the guy, but he's become a hell of a basketball player down in Oakland.
Yeah, it's career year for him, definitely. He's never had a year like this because he's never been, you know, full-on go-to guy.
No, definitely. I mean, even last year in the playoffs, I mean, calling this guy a leader kind of took me a step back. I'm like, come on, you know? But
you didn't like him getting the captain?
What's that?
You didn't like him getting the captain?
No.
Spot.
I thought it was for something. I thought it was his prison. maybe they messed up in. I'm sorry. I'm going to sorry now.
Barnesy needs to step it up. He does. He's not deserving that captain this year.
Barnes is a captain?
Yeah, we have three captains: Barron, Barnes, and Jackson.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, weird.
Now, what's the point of having three captains? Does it mean anything? And you have three.
If it motivates him, yeah, it means something. If it doesn't motivate him, then, nah, I don't mean shit.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like in football, huh, when they put those C's on the jersey.
Do they still do that even?
I know they did it last year, but what did it mean? Nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Just makes the guy want to try a little, you know, work a little harder, I guess.
Kind of weird.
He's the captain, right?
I guess so.
Well, I'll tell you this, Barron Davis is the leader of that team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's obvious. Barron is—he's the man. Well, hopefully, he can pull it out, and the rest of the team. We'll have to see what happens for the year. I think that's it for episode 2.
Hey, sorry I didn't contribute more. My Warriors knowledge is a little lacking.
That's cool. We'll get you on the next one.
All right. Last time I was in the Warriors, they had Sharunas Marshallonis and Tom Tolbert, so. It's been a while.
It's been a couple years, huh?
Maybe.
I'm sure as we get closer and closer to playoffs, you guys will watch some games, and we'll do another one of these.
All right.
Well, this is what I'm hoping. The Lakers pull out in first. 1-8. Lakers-Warriors.
First round?
I'll be there.
Could it happen?
Why not 2-7? Why don't you guys get the 7th spot, man? 2-7, still buying Warriors tickets.
That's not going to laugh the Warriors.
I'd love for that to happen, for us to get... You know, if you asked me a month ago, that was totally a plausible future, but right now I'm just, man, looks like we might be doing New Orleans or San Antonio first game, if we even make the playoffs.
God be with you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'd like to close out with this quote. There is no chin behind Barron Davis' beard. There is only another beard. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks, Peter. See you, Gabe. Good night.
Good night, America. Have a good night.
Good job, fellas.
Be decking some rounds, I'm rushing the mound. Bitch, then hit me with a pitch.